This is Joe Platts welcoming you to the 331st edition of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, which covers a period up to and including Thursday the 6th of May 2021. This month's news editor and coordinator is Jenny Coleman, and the news section has been compiled by Peter Gibson from recordings made in our own homes by Neera Asiane, Ian Booth, Miriam Merton, Erin Walton, and me, Joe Platt. This is, hopefully, the last time that we'll be producing the news from home recordings made under COVID restrictions, as we expect to be back in our recording studio at St Mary's Church to record the news live for the June edition. This month's magazine section has been produced by Peter Gibson. The info spot items have been selected by Paul Southers, and USB stick production and website uploading are by Kevin Emmett. The magazine starts with the usual quiz from John Hodgson, followed by Kevin Emmett reading Ellie Sherwin, Remembering Pepper Dog, a tribute compiled by Paul Southers from material published in Women Climbing. Christine Ward then tells us about an eventful publicity photo shoot for N&R, which took place in the grounds of Dobroyd Castle some 45 years ago. Next, we have a new contributor to the Talking Newspaper, Roger Fielding, one of Christine's many friends. Roger tells us about a climbing adventure in the Italian Dolomites some time ago with Christine's husband, Peter. After that, we have another set of original poems from Glenys Halliday, followed by another Renee Cryer travelogue, and this time Renee's talking about her trip to Thailand. We end the magazine section with the answers to the quiz from John, and we then move on to the info spot to hear the following articles selected by Paul from the TNF Sound website: Stay Active at Home, Reading for Life, The New £50 Note, VE Day, Superstitions, and May Day. Please note that if you want to be certain of receiving next month's edition of the Talking Newspaper, you need to get your pouch back in the post to us by Friday the 28th of May. But now it's time to bring you the news, so here's the first news item.